Mentioned last week about the Advent door hangers, and I sent out a note, I think it was yesterday, that we still have some. We probably half of them were gone last week, which is great. There are 4 weeks of Advent, so if we don't get them out this week, there's always next week. But if you got, know some people, I mean, you can probably drop these off in the business. They wouldn't care. And but it's got, some information about the time of service and things on the back. So I mentioned that. Thanksgiving community service, is a note in your bulletin, is this Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock, Venice Presbyterian Church. I encourage you to make it if you can. If you can't, I encourage you to enjoy Thanksgiving. You can't go wrong there. And our annual charge conference is this afternoon at 4:30 at St. Mark's United Methodist Church in Fairfield. If you would like to attend, feel free to. I could certainly use the support. I understand some people show up, some poor ministers show up, and there's nobody there. So, somebody please be there. When I was working in the corporate world, I had an opportunity to do a lot of traveling. And one of the places that I ended up one time was in New York. And I did customer service training is what I was doing. And it was a fun thing to do because I talked about how good service was and some illustrations of how bad service I had gotten and salesmen I had gotten bad service from. And I shared those names. Anyway, Tom Oakes and I, as a friend of mine from Oklahoma City, we had been to Syracuse and done this training. We decided it was late one night and next night we're going to be in Long Island. So we thought, let's just drive down tonight. We'll get in town late, but we'll go in, check out, the facilities in the morning. Then let's go downtown. Go down, in downtown New York City. I had never been there before. And so anyway, we caught the train out of Long Island and then caught the subway. And that's an experience on its own, let me tell you. But, we went down. Anybody ever been to New York on the subway or a train? Yeah, isn't that a great place to go? You need that air wick in your pocket, don't you? Anyway, we get off and we're walking around and we got off the subway at Madison Square Garden and we just walked all afternoon. We walked down, but we did go down to Ground Zero and saw the construction of what was going on there, and that will touch your heart, let me tell you. But one of the things, walking through New York, you see all kinds of different people, different ethnic backgrounds, just, it's amazing, the people that you see. And one of the things that I remember, and I've shared this with people, that I would look someone in the eye to say hi to them, and they'd immediately look to the ground. All I wanted to do was try to be friendly. And they didn't share that. But one of the groups that I saw there, and you see a lot of them, was Jewish men. And most of them have what they call a yarmulke. It's a little hat that, some people call them skull caps or, whatever. But, as I was reading this week, and I thought about that trip to New York, there was this quote that was given on concerning this Jewish individual who was talked to. And they asked him, he said, "Why do you wear your yarmulke? Why do you wear it?" And he said, "I wear it to remind me there's someone over and above me. I am not God. I am not the Lord." He said, "I'm simply one of the sheep in his pasture." What a statement to simply say, "I am a sheep in God's pasture." You have some notes in your bulletin, I would encourage you to, to take them out and follow along if you would. The message today is from Psalm 100. And this is the New Living Bible version of it. But it says, "Shout with joy before the Lord, O earth. Obey him gladly, come before him, singing with joy." Try to realize what this means. The Lord is God. He made us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Isn't it good that we're not God? I don't think I could handle it. In fact, I'm really sure I couldn't. There's just no way around it. The psalm really depicts who God is. He is our creator. the giver of life, the one above all others, the one above everything else, the awesome sovereign of the universe. That's who God is, greater than anything that we could ever imagine. So if that's who God is, who are we? We're His creation. We, and that's all, you know, when you think about that, it's like, that's unbelievable. He thought enough of Bill Oliver's parents to bless them with Bill. Okay, Brenda? Okay. But you stop, and that's how good God is. We are His creation, the sheep of His pasture. What does a shepherd loves his sheep. I mean, you can read, you know, I mean, anybody that's going to leave 99 of those little furry guys out, you know, and go find one has to love them all. And that's the way God is. Look at it this way. There's no life, no hope for anyone who doesn't know that God is God. There really isn't. We are His people, His creation, and He calls us sheep. When we fail, when we make a mistake, when we fail to grasp that image of who we are in God's picture, we start to think, maybe I'm God. Maybe I'm above Him. When we fail to remember that. Great material today in Sunday school class. Because we were talking today about, you know, different things and what it takes and law and grace and all that kind of stuff. And grace really becomes where you want to live. You don't want to live under the law because you can't fulfill it. But we want to live under grace because that's something that we can do. So as we stop and we think about it, it's Thanksgiving, you know, after all it is Thanksgiving. I look around and I am thankful. And I was in here yesterday, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't put up the Christmas tree. I was going to stay out of Butch's way. Because Butch, I asked him if that was a fresh cut tree, and he said no. I stayed out, you know, I mean, we were in here doing a couple other things. But I am thankful when you look around for people serving God that would come in and do that kind of stuff. Amen? I am. I really am. You know, I mean, because the other, you know, it's just a great opportunity to serve. To grasp the image, we start to think that maybe, you know, we're God and everything else is supposed to revolve around us. When we fail to remember and fail to be thankful. But if we do that, we miss it all. We miss everything. If we were to follow that path and think that, you know, that I'm better than God or I'm different than God, then what we do is we end up living in deceit. And we fail to worship God for who God really is. The Creator. You know, you really stop. And I heard somebody the other day say on the radio, and I think there's so much, you know, truth about it, about worry. You know, I don't have to worry. You know, God doesn't worry. And we are His people. I'm not overly sure that that sheep was too concerned when that one, when he got lost. He probably didn't know. You know, he probably, you know, missed a couple of his pals there. But, you know, you stop and think, he probably didn't realize that. Sheep aren't the smartest creatures in the world. So if we look toward Thanksgiving Day and all that we have and all that we'd be blessed with and be thankful for what God has done for us, we may need to put on a yarmulke if we forget that and if we forget what it was. That'll remind us who we are in that great and awesome plan of God. And what He wants for us. Remind us that we're not God. You know what? And like I said, I'm okay with that. I don't need to be, you know, sitting here telling everybody, you know, I'm not, you know, when you notice when Brenda had Hank and everything was good. Where's Hank? Where's Phil? So you know, you look at that and you think, okay, who's God in that house? You know, but God wants us to enjoy things, and He wants us to have fun, and He wants us to look at that. Let's look at Psalm 100 again. It says, "Shout with joy before the Lord, O earth. Obey Him gladly. Come before Him with singing and joy. try to realize what this means. The Lord is God. He made us. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Go through His open gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is always good. He's always loving and kind, and His faithfulness goes on and on to each succeeding generation. I haven't always thought God was good. There's been some tough times in my life when I was wondering, you know, hey man, where are you at? You know, because this is not the way it's supposed to be. And other people have experienced the same thing. And there are people going through life right now today blaming God for things that happened in their lives. And let me just be frank, honest, blunt, and candid. It ain't God's fault. God's sovereign, but He didn't make every decision that goes on around us. So after reading Psalm 100, we see, you know, we can see really how deeply blessed we are and how dependent we are on Him. It's a basic yet profound truth that our culture, many in our culture have forgotten, that we didn't make ourselves. You know, we really didn't. We need to realize who we are, that we are the creation, that, you know, that we have things because He's blessed us with it. You know, if we stop today and think about what we're thankful for, you know, think about one thing right now that you're thankful for. I mean, I'm thankful for inside toilets. I stole that from Joyce Meyer. I heard her say that yesterday. I stole that from her. But yeah, I mean, but if you stop and think about what we're, you know, what we're thankful for, that's one of those things that we can be thankful for what God has given us. We don't know where, you know, where our next breath's coming from. We don't make, you know, we don't make the air. We don't make our breath. We don't create that. God does. And God produces it. And when we forget that, we take God out of our lives. And we end up putting ourselves in there to replace Him. And again, I'm good with God being God. And I'm sure there's a lot of people good with God being God and Larry not being God. We know God's good, but do we always accept that? Do we always accept that fact? Do we always agree that God is really good? Like I said earlier, you know, I mean, there's some times I've questioned it. You know, I mean, how can something like this happen? Judy mentioned it. Child abuse. How can God be in that? Folks, I don't know. But He is. I know that. God is God. We are the sheep of His pasture. All that comes from Him and is and what we have is to be returned to Him, especially as we stop and remember and think about this Thanksgiving season. We as a church and nation need to realize the truth that we are dependent on God and sustained by Him and realize who God is. But along with that, realize who we are. We are His children. I heard a guy this morning, we were talking in class, you know, about, and he said that, he was talking about church. And he said, you know, if you want to share messages that people will like, don't use the R word. And I'm thinking, what in the world's the R word? What happened to be repent? You know, and that was the word that he said, if you want to make people happy, don't use the R word. That's part of the process. There is no way around it. You know, repentance is simply saying, hey God, I'm sorry. You know, what I did was wrong. You know, it's like when you go through and you pray. You know, and if you follow a little pattern of the word acts, you acknowledge who God is, adoration, whatever. You confess. T is for thanksgiving. S is for supplication. We go through all this stuff and say, now God, we need this. I'm not sure He's any more open, but I'm sure He's glad for us to stand there and say, I'm thankful for the fact that you're God. And you're on the throne, and you're watching over me, and you're caring for me, and you're keeping me safe. I mentioned earlier, you know, I don't mean to be, you know, talking about, you know, sheep, but they're, you know, they're not the smartest characters in the barnyard. You know, and you look through Scripture, and I didn't say it. God said it. Whew. Thank you. You know, but I think that's the importance of what He is trying to convey to us. Is how He cares for us. and how important we are to him and to his kingdom. The opposite looking, you know, the other thing that when you really take a look at is, you know, and am I really grateful? Do I really have gratitude for what he did and what he's done for me? But the Psalms, you know, I mean, it makes it pretty clear that we need to be thankful for what, you know, what he's given. Gratitude is the way that we can look at life. We see power beyond us. Above that makes life joyful and gives us reason to be thankful. It also gives us some light on ingratitude. Think about this scripture. It's from Luke 17, 11 through 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And he was going into a village. 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And they went, and they were cleansed. Now that's all the requirement was. Go show yourself to the priest. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. This guy was a Samaritan. That's what italics added. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you whole." 1 out of 10, 10%. Not a lot. When you really stop and take a look at it, it's not a lot of. To Jesus, when you really stop and talk about ingratitude, it's life-threatening. I really believe that. By that I mean it's life-threatening because it fails to see life behind the giver. When we begin to be ungrateful for what's happened, ungrateful for things that have occurred in our lives, then we begin to realize, I maybe don't need God. You know, maybe he's just there, but I don't need him. What's going to happen on Friday, November the 28th is something that, you know, that I'm sure you're all familiar with the term Black Friday, and I wondered, where'd that name come from? So you know what I did? I Googled it. And here's the explanation. This is good Bible stuff. The day's name originated in Philadelphia, where it originally was used to describe the heavy and disruptive pedestrian and vehicle traffic which would occur on that on the day after Thanksgiving. Use of the term started before 1961 and began to see broader use outside of Philadelphia around 1975. Later, an alternative, yet completely made up, physical and stupid explanation was made. I didn't write this. That retailers traditionally operated at a financial loss in the red from January through November. And Black Friday indicates the point at which retailers began to turn a profit, or in the black, for many years. It was common for retailers to open at 6 a.m., but in the late 2000s, many had crept to 5 or even 4. Then it was taken to a new extreme in 2011 when several retailers, including Target, Kohl's, Macy's, Best Buy, and Beals, opened at midnight for the first time in 2012. Excuse me, in 2011. 2012, Walmart and several other retailers announced that they would open most of their stores at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day, unless state law prohibited they couldn't be open on Thanksgiving Day. You will not see me at a store on Thanksgiving Day. What that did was prompted calls for a walkout among some workers. There have been reports of violence occurring between shoppers on Black Friday. That's the Christmas spirit. I'm thankful. I'll tell you, I had a conversation with them. Well, we had a meeting Tuesday night. And I was talking to Bud, I think it was, this week. And I said, I have never walked out of a meeting in 35 years of leading meetings. And some of them were better than others. Or sitting in meetings, that I was happier than when we walked out of that vision team meeting on Tuesday night. Sorry you missed it. Anyway, we started talking, and I mean, stuff just came, you know, and it was just a phenomenal meeting, and we walked out of there 2 hours and 20 minutes later, whatever it was, and it was like the time just flew by. But we're going to be sharing that with you the last Sunday in December of what are we looking for in 2015. Somebody said, did you buy a tie? And somebody else said, you know, oh, you look nice today. I did not go shopping. I did not. But there's a reason for this, and you'll find out the first Sunday in January. So if you're not going to be here, you know, on first Sunday in January, you're going to have to find out. You're going to have to listen to it on the website. By the way, did anybody listen to that to last Sunday, the music? Wow. That was phenomenal stuff. Anyway. So, you know, when we're doing this, and one of the other notes I wrote down, people are going to rush to Walmart tomorrow, or Black Friday, to be one of three people to get a $600 TV for $150. And they're going to be fighting each other for that. Well, they're going to be fighting me. They're going to be fighting Greg. They're going to be fighting Liz. She's not going to be there, you know. She's not going to be there. But when you think about that, stop and say a prayer for those people and just really remember what Thanksgiving is all about. Because after all, it is Thanksgiving, you know. And so anyway, we got to stop and do that. Take time for that. Thessalonians 5:14 says, "And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong." And there'll be people killed on Black Friday probably. "Always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances." That's a tough one. "For this is God's will in Christ Jesus." So that's why he can do it. It's God's will. But wow. I know sometimes it's hard to understand how God works in our lives. I understand that. I'm the first one to admit it. But if we are his sheep and he is our shepherd, and the shepherd protects the sheep. That's a great analogy when you really stop and think about it. We need to be thankful. We need to be thankful for, you know, for our children, for our families, for 30 years of marriage, for 50 years of marriage, for friends. There are people that come to church here because they're friends, and I know that because you're here because you're friends. And that's great. So be thankful for those friends. Say a prayer Tuesday, 1 o'clock, for those friends. And think about it. Next Sunday, we start Advent. I am excited about Advent. The first message is going to be The Waiting Room. And it's a four-part series that's going to, you know, it'll culminate the last Sunday in January or in December. And so, you know, we're going to be talking about the Advent season. And the last Sunday of the month, we're going to talk about where are we going in 2015. I am excited when I talk to people about we can do that stuff. All together, we can do that. January, we're going to have a series called Rethink Church. First Sunday. Rethink Church. And we're going to do some stuff next year on grace and different stuff. We're going to talk about how do we grow personally in Christ. How do we do that stuff? I'm excited about it. I'll tell you that right now. And if you don't think I am, somebody threw water on your fire or your wood, whatever. I'm excited about it. So anyway, plan on that. Friday, if you don't have anything to do on Black Friday after you're finished shopping and getting that TV at Walmart, 4 to 7, we're going to serve food. This church is responsible for that day at the First Presbyterian Church in Hamilton. I know two people are going to be there. I know more than that, but Cindy and I are going to be there. We're going to be there. So, you know, we're looking forward to that. So, you know, plan on it. Love you people. You guys are great.